Joining us next is Josh Inman, who is directing Drury University Theater's final production of the 2020-21 season. It's their annual Broadway cabaret. And will there be a live stream? Let's kind of kick off right now and say, because the information I had said there may or may not be, because it was a little bit premature.
There is not a live stream for this.
So these will be live in-person performances, yes. Exclusively. And it opens next Wednesday and runs through May the 1st in Will Hoyt Theater inside the Breach Building on the Drury campus.
That's right.
Any reason why you guys did not decide to do an online stream as well?
Yeah, so the reason we're presenting about 20 different musical numbers, and the way that we secure the rights for those is individually for each number.
I was going to say, probably the rights holders.
Right, so it just made more sense to just present it live, and you know, we're excited about that. We're excited about the possibility.
Absolutely. That's what Lisa was saying. It's like maybe next year we can actually do a live in-person, mm-hmm. you know, performances.
Yes. Yeah, so
MSU has been strictly streaming, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year. You know, it's actually, we've done a couple streaming things with Broadway Cabaret this year, but it's really the first time that we have presented ourselves in front of a live audience in 2 years, you know, because of...
Isn't that just ridiculous?
Yes, it's crazy.
To think about?
Yes, yeah. So, like I said, it's about 20 different musical numbers, and we cover the gamut. We cover everything from classical musical theater, Golden Age, like South Pacific, you know, we go from there all the way to contemporary works, Amelie. We do some stuff from Avenue Q, from Songs for a New World. So it's really, if you like musical theater at all, this is certainly going to be a treat.
How many cast members do you have working on this?
We have 12 in the cast, and then we do have our music director and accompanist, Beth Feloukas, is also on stage playing piano. So,
well, it's always a good show, and it's always a show that has a huge amount of variety because, I mean, obviously, over basically, well, more or less 80 to 100 years of Broadway music.
That's right, yes.
I mean, there's a great history to choose from, but there's also a lot of exciting contemporary things that you also draw in every year.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, we let the students have a big part of selecting it. So it's songs that they want to sing. You know, they obviously enjoy singing it. It's really fun, especially this year, for us to be able to step on stage and present just an evening of fun musical theater. It's a good way to
not just fun, it's a real novelty. And it's very therapeutic, I think, for performers and audiences
Absolutely.
Alike. Of course, as with most things on campus, this season has looked a little different. You'll have masks and social distancing required inside Will Hoyt Theater to keep patrons safe.
Yes, that's right. And temperatures taken as you enter the facility.
Right.
And...
Well, performances of the Broadway Cabaret will be Wednesday the 28th through Sunday, May 1st, all at 7:30 p.m. in Will Hoyt Theater. Tickets range from $3 for Drury faculty, students, staff, and children under the age of 12, to $7 for senior citizens and students who are not Drury students, and then tickets are $14 for adults and the general public.
That's right.
And they are available Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. You can make reservations by contacting the Will Hoyt Theater box office at 873-7255. Do they have a mechanism for ordering tickets online? Or
If you go to our website, which is drury.edu/theater, there's all that information there. So,
well, all right. So you've got four shows coming up next week, and I guess
yes.
You all are really geared up for it.
We are, yeah. We went on stage last week for the first time out of the rehearsal studio, and
yes.
It just felt so great to be in that Will Hoyt stage and, you know, ready for an audience for sure.
Hi, Josh Inman is the director of that show, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.